This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Xcel Energy wants to charge more for electricity later in the evening. The most expensive period for power is currently 3 to 7 p.m. year-round. The company wants to shift that to 9 p.m. throughout the year. The company says that helps align energy demands with wind and solar production. But ratepayer advocates say it's inconvenient to wait until 9 p.m. to cook or wash dishes. Despite reports of serious problems with testing and data manipulation at a state lab, the state's chief medical officer says Coloradans can trust their water is safe. Dr. Ned Kalong says a senior chemist with the agency manipulated data impacting the accuracy of thousands of water tests going back several years.
The chemist wasn't changing the actual lab results, but changing the control measures that are used to calibrate the machine.
CDPHE says the problems involve about 3% of drinking water systems, mostly smaller ones, serving about 180,000 people. In response, the EPA revoked a testing certification for the state water quality lab since it led to a gap in data needed to verify drinking water standards. Boise State has dropped out of the Mountain West Conference volleyball tournament. After qualifying for the semifinals Wednesday night, the Broncos are refusing to play San Jose State. It's the latest in a long-running controversy for the conference. Coaches, players, and officials, including a co-captain and associate coach at San Jose State, allege the university has a transgender woman on their roster. Colorado State is at the top seed in the tournament. This is CPR News in KRCC.